USA Radio News.
The Uvalde School Police Chief is not cooperating with Texas Rangers. Fox News reports Pete Arredondo has not responded to a follow-up interview for 2 days after reports surfaced that he decided to not immediately confront the suspected shooter. Matthew Bassett, former member of the Department of Health and Human Services, spoke to Fox News.
The fact that there was an hour elapsed before the suspect was engaged is contrary to all the tactical teachings that these officers receive. That was time when hemorrhage control could have been applied to the victims. It is the job of the first person who shows up to be through that door to eliminate the threat, and it appears in this case that clearly did not happen.
The school district and the Uvalde Police Department have been talking with the authorities. President Joe Biden and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell met on Tuesday to plot a strategy to fight inflation. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill say there are still lingering questions regarding COVID fraud.
House Republicans are demanding answers about COVID tax dollars lost to fraud that the Biden administration was investigating. Ranking members sending a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland saying there were reports of fraud totaling hundreds of billions of dollars. The letter criticizing the lack of critical safeguards that could have left those funds open to improper use. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The European Union banned nearly all oil from Russia to punish the country for its invasion of Ukraine. However, experts say rising energy prices and other countries willing to buy some of the excess petroleum may be hindering those efforts. EU leaders agreed this week to cut around 90% of all Russian oil imports over the next 6 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. Justice Department is asking a federal appeals court to overturn a U.S. District Court judge's April ruling that declared government mask mandates for public transportation unlawful. Hours after the judge made the ruling, the Biden administration said it would no longer enforce it. However, the Justice Department is arguing the CDC's order signed in January 2021 is within the agency's legal authority. The Arizona Cardinals are mourning the loss of a teammate.
Jeff Gladney, a cornerback for the Vikings last year and traded to the Arizona Cardinals this year, died in a car crash Monday morning in Dallas, Texas. The Dallas County Sheriff's Department is reporting the crash took place around 2:30 a.m. Central and involved two vehicles. A preliminary investigation found that the vehicle Jeff was in was speeding and clipped a second vehicle from behind. His vehicle then lost control and hit a freeway beam, killing him and an unidentified woman inside. No one in the other vehicle was injured. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Gas prices hit another record high Tuesday, the latest in more than a dozen record high days in May. AAA reports the national average price for a gallon of unleaded gas is $4.62. In fact, prices at the pump hit record highs every day for 2 weeks during May before dipping down slightly. Now, with two consecutive record days, another run of record highs may be on the way. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.